Democrats and Rebloodlicans. No More Gangs in Government. By Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2012 by Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Skyhorse Publishing, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. There is no nation on earth powerful enough to accomplish our overthrow. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government. From their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. That in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Daniel Webster. Chapter 1. Gang Warfare. Democrats versus Rebloodlicans. Let me start out by explaining the title of this book for those listeners who might not be familiar with the Crips and the Bloods. The Crips were a street gang founded in Southern California in 1969 and were looking to unite local gang members in South Central Los Angeles to battle other street gangs. According to Crips founder Stanley Tookie Williams, blue eventually became the color associated with the Crips after one of their first members, Buddha, who habitually wore a blue bandana, was shot and killed in February 1973.